You played over 50 years.
Professionally, you're talking about.
Yeah.
I started in 46. I quit in 98.
Were you in your 60s when you quit?
I was really young.
To say that you were in your 60s, that's a big deal.
Mm-hmm.
So you were in your 60s, weren't you?
Yeah, I was born in 26.
Right, we could figure it out.
Figure that out easy.
Famous names like Wilt Chamberlain played for the Harlem Globetrotters?
Yeah, briefly, yeah, in special tours.
Were you with him when he played?
Yeah, just once, overseas.
Magic Johnson played?
No, I never.
But you weren't
Magic.
With him?
I know Magic real well, though.
We didn't talk about Geese Osby.
Yeah, Geese is great. He's a great comedian. He's a good basketball player, too.
You never saw yourself as a comedian, did you?
No.
You let them do the clowning.
Yeah.
And then you, of course, had your dribbling act, as Bill Russell called you, the greatest dribbler in the world. So they did their fun. Then you wowed the crowd with your dribbling.
That was all a different part of it.
And then, yeah. Of course, you were a good shooter, too.
Yeah, I knew how to shoot.
Played in over 12,000 games, traveled over 4 million miles, entertained fans in 97 countries around the world.
Yeah, at least.
You were the greatest ambassador for the United States.
You know, the team was good because there were so many people that had not seen before, you know, until we started traveling overseas. France, as an example, they started trying to play basketball, but they made their own uniforms. They're terrible-looking uniforms. At least they were putting forth the effort.
You played for large crowds, but they weren't all large. Sometimes you'd show up and there were small crowds there.
Yeah, that's right.
And some of these gymnasiums weren't great.
A whole bunch of them weren't great. Not until we started playing in the real big arenas.
And the lighting wasn't very good.
Well, once you got a feel of your distances from the basket, the length of the floor, width of the floor, you size all that up when you get out there on that floor.
But it was dim lighting.
Yeah, some dim lighting. Most of that's in the smaller gyms. The big places are well lighted.
Yeah. Presidents you met?
Yeah. George Bush, yeah. That was years ago. Well, I met his dad, young Bush's dad. More recent one, I didn't meet him.
George H.W. Bush. Mm-hmm. Popes, you played for the Pope?
For Pope Pius XII.
Did he come and greet the team members?
Well, we did. We put on a ball hand and did. You know, usually when we meet people like that, we'll take a ball with us. This was back in 1950 and 51, when we first started going to a lot of these places. There would be at least seven of us. We'd put this ball hand and deal on. The sweet George Brown,
mm-hmm.
2.5 to 3 minutes, maybe. We noticed that the Pope was over there patting his foot, keeping time with
Sweet George Brown.
Sweet George Brown, yeah.
Had his robe on.
Oh, yeah, but you could see his foot, you know, patting his foot. Boy, we really did it. We did that thing at least 3 times.
That's funny.
Took a picture with him. In fact, I got some pictures around the house with him. That's the tour Jesse Owens was with us on.
Hollywood stars, of course, Rita Hayworth.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know if you remember any of the others back then that you may have met.
Oh, I met a lot of them. Red Fox.
Who?
Red Fox.
Comedian, Red Fox.
Me, Red Fox.
You influenced a lot of people with your dribbling. Bob Cousy of the Boston Celtics. Did you meet him, talk to Bob Cousy?
Yeah, Bob and I are good friends. He lives right out from Springfield, Mass. He comes to the Hall of Fame deal every year.
What kind of a guy is he?
Very nice. Yeah. Very nice.
Pete Maravich, too, was influenced by you.
Yeah, Pete. Pete and I would put on a ball handling deal up at Kutch's Country Club.
You were such a great dribbler. Did anybody else come along, maybe learn from you to do the kind of act you did?
Up until me, being with the Globetrotters, they had nothing like it. But you got a lot of them now, you know, trying to imitate.
What you did.
Mm-hmm.
Curly Neal was...
Curly's had an effort. Leon Hillard out of Chicago did pretty good. Each year they got him a dribble, just like the Goose Tatum act. You know, a lot of things Goose brought to the Globetrotters, a lot of things I brought to him, especially in the dribbling area.
One other thing here, you talked about movies you made,
mm-hmm.
but then there was the Harlem Globetrotters popcorn machine. TV,
yeah.
Saturday and the weekend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you'd put on singing, dancing, perform comedy sketches. That was broadcast on CBS.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. In 1974. Nate Brown, Geese Osby.
Curly Neal was on it.
I watched a little bit of it before I came here. Tex Harrison.
Tex Harrison, yeah.
He was kind of the spokesman on the broadcast. Theotis Lee.
Mm-hmm.
And you guys had fun putting that on. It was a 25-minute program. So you made some money off that then. CBS paid you, didn't they?
They paid Saperstein, and he paid us.
Or maybe didn't pay you. Anyway, I just wanted to mention that because you were also on a regular TV program.
Did you see the movie, Go Man Go?
I did not.
And the other one was Harlem Globetrotters Story.
I saw that.